Hello and welcome to a Wednesday nightcap. for those on the live stream, I know I realized I had a folder of goofball video clips. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to open the show and play those tonight. We're going to watch some Mr. Wizard later. Get into some Mr. Wizard. Listen to that sweet, sweet Paul Zaza. Have kind of a chill stream. It's, you know, the big thing was Monday. The big thing was Monday with the big announcement. So otherwise, this has been a week of, working out and whatever shit. But we got Black Cat's Poppy here and Krista stopping with a Who Loves You, Baby? You're beautiful. I had some tacos yesterday with zero spit in them. I thought about spitting into one of them and sending it to Krista. But how are you all doing? Hope you're all doing okay. A few things of note. Number one, yes, at some point I need to update this with a better border. And no, they were hard tacos. Hard tacos. Hard corn. Hard corn. Hard core. No spit tacos. I need to update this layout a little bit. I need to get a chat bot or something somewhere so that we don't have this sort of squashed, weird shaped thing on the side for the chat window. I have a kind of a busy day at work tomorrow. I have a project I have to push out. You know, I'm always get nervous when you push out stuff like that, but hopefully that's a fairly benign-ish day. It feels weird. Like, things are continuing to move forward on this house purchase. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be awesome. But it's just, it's a big commitment. It's a big commitment. I feel like I sound like Dean when I say all this stuff. But I think eventually, and maybe when we get the new setup set up, I'd like to do some more of the little retro games. And of course, we can still talk and shit in the background. You know, I've realized that I have kind of a two-ish fold mentality on something. And this is no fault of you guys. We've talked about this before. But with a smaller group / crew, I feel less inclined to do more of the detailed story and article reads. You know, we haven't really done the drawing streams. A lot of that other sort of stuff. You know, the guest spots. I mean, I'm going to be honest, it's a podcast episode. It's fine. But having a broadcast and having a guest and then be like, oh, you want to show up on my show? There's two people live. In a certain sense, the lack ish of a larger crowd, I want to say it's causing a problem, because it's not a problem. But unfortunately, I don't know if Kick is going to be the place. And here's why I say this. Okay. There is a streamer on Twitch. He's a very nice guy, and I would recommend you follow him. He goes by Potential Bliss. And this fella does... He does music. He plays this like pan, sort of like a metal pan. He has crystal bowls and all that sort of stuff. Can play guitar, can do beatboxing really well. He actually plays some beautiful music. And a very wholesome individual. Chris says it's definitely been different for the past year or so, especially without our favorite masshole. Yeah, I really miss Boston Actress. You know, it's like, I don't want to beg people and be like, God, can you please come back? But, you know, Wild Bill Flint, I think he's an interesting fella. He's a very interesting fella when you get to know him. I'm pretty sure he cut all streaming out altogether. And if I know Bill, I have a feeling... He felt he was spending/wasting too much time just watching stuff like that and not enough time on his own projects. And so, like, I respect that. But it's sad that he's not around because, you know, he was always funny and he had some great articles and all that sort of shit. So... This gets to the point of, again, the rift is going to be this. If this is just going to be, quote unquote, for our very small little group, it's not even that I'm unhappy if that's the case. But if that's going to happen, then we can stay on Kick and or... possibly ditch that altogether, and as much as I hate it, just go to Discord. The funny thing about that, too, is if you're going to do it basically private, I mean, shit, you could make it a Skype lobby and just do a Skype stream. You know, I can still put all this layout and the videos and everything else and just capture that as an interface, and it's fine. But I sort of feel like that's a little, I don't want to say unfair-ish, because I want this to be entertaining and have more than just babble all the time. I think having more guests and so on and so on and so on would be a good thing. So... that rift is probably going to be, and I'm backtracking on myself here a little bit, but by the way, cheers to you all out there. But this Potential Bliss, he used to stream a lot on Twitch, and then he kind of disappeared a little bit. Well, he was streaming again today. And as it turns out, he's now living in a van. So he lives now in a Sprinter cargo van. I think it's in California. But he now lives in a cargo van. He very much has kind of a bohemian slash hippie lifestyle in that regard, in that he's happy just being single and living that life. He doesn't really care so much about material things. And he's even talked, as he was talking today, about for a little while, you know, he had somebody offer him, oh, you can come stay and live here and you can just do some things around the house. And he goes, you know, I'm always leery of that because when you do that, sometimes people take advantage of you and think that you... have low self-worth, and he doesn't. He said in particular, he at one point went to work on this farm. And when he was working on this farm, some of the people that were there were being pretty shitty and abusive. And he told them at one point, he said, you know, I don't need, like, I'm not doing this because I need it. Like, I can just walk away from this right now. So don't think that you're like holding this over my head. Like, I'm not going to take shit from you. And they're like, oh, well, then why are you even here? He said, well, I'm here because, sure, it's a little extra money, but I wanted to see how people take care of farms and look at and get information on sustainability. Like, I'm interested in that. But, like, I'm by no means your thing to kick around that you're just going to abuse me like I'm some crusty bum. And so he lives in this van. And as he was talking about living in this van and doing some streaming, he asked me if I still streamed. And I said, yeah, I do. I left Twitch, though, and went over to Kick. And Kick in one sense is doing fine. In another sense, I think they are in a little bit of trouble. King Dinosaur is here, by the way. King Dinosaur, love you. Good to see you. And the problem with Kick is that, yes, a lot of people are here and in it for the money. But clearly, number one, there's a large, like, in real life streaming segment. So I'm buried down at the bottom of the list. A lot of the people that apparently are here just follow some very big channels, whether it's because there's gambling promotions or whatever. But as you can see, now when we streamed on Twitch, we would occasionally get some random people that would stop by. Let me ask you this question. How many people have we had that have stopped by and participated in the chat that were not followovers from our core group? The answer to that is zero. And so this guy, Potential Bliss, was talking about, yeah, you know, there is this big thing. Even when this one streamer, he used to like, used to tell stories and do all this stuff. He's like, it was a great, great content. That guy now basically he's transitioned to mostly he just does these gambling streams because that's where all the rest of the follows come. So that's where all the rest of the money comes. He's got a huge following and he really doesn't do too much other creative content anymore. Now he just does gambling shit. So as much as this was a cool experiment, I don't think this platform is going to work if we're going to continue to do more content. Because again, if it live chat wise is going to be King Dinosaur, Black Cat, and Krista, then we may as well not even go through the hassle of doing this bullshit. We could just do it on Discord or do it on Skype. I mean, I'll just record it from there. There's really no point. I don't want to say, like, if you're not really expanding or utilizing some of the other features. And the only other problem with that is this. Even a lot of the other people that did either come to Kick or I don't even want to say transitioned over to Kick. A lot of them do Kick part-time, but also have still stayed on Twitch. All of the rest of those people that are there, you don't get any cross because they're not going to. I mean, when they give you a shout out, it's still shouting you out on Twitch. And most of those people are not going to go jump to another platform to follow you over here. So the growth is basically zero. And part of me says, look, if it's just us hanging out, that's fine. But if you guys want to see some more guests, if you want to see some more dedicated stories, if you want to see more effort and time put into this, this is not the place to do it. It's interesting having talks with other streamers and getting some of their experiences. This streamer, for example, he had a stalker and has had to chase around and go through all sorts of shit with this stalker, for example, which was very, you know, damaging and detrimental to him. So, yeah, a lot of the other people, Dr. Perry Falls, who do we have? Desi's Butt, all the rest of those people. Was it Desi's Butt? Jaggedy Gaming, Meow the Cat, Meow the Cat. And there's more. There's more of them, but none of them have gone over here to Kick. They've all stayed, and or they tried it, found out wasn't really working for them, and they bounced back. Because the gaming really, most of those people, they're sort of gaming folks. The gaming here on Kick is not anywhere near as much as the in real life shit. The other portion of that is I've thought about making either just some straight up narration and or relaxation. I don't know if you want to call them ASMR videos, but it would be nice, I think, to make some of those. Those, unfortunately, are all going to have to live on either one of two places, either Rumble or, well, either Rumble, Vimeo, or YouTube. Problem with Vimeo is Vimeo, you have to pay if you're going to go over a certain amount. I don't know about Rumble. And as much as I despise Google and Alphabet and to a certain degree YouTube, if I'm going to start putting those videos there, it would only make sense to increase that traffic spread by multi-streaming to YouTube. So at some point, and again, we talked about all this before, I want to make this as easy for those of you who are regulars as possible. But somewhere we have to make that decision of where is the chat and the people that I really care about talking to the most going to be. Like, I don't want to have six windows of six different chats open and try to manage all that. It's horseshit. So, Twitch, it's hilarious. I tried to get off the affiliate program on Twitch, couldn't do it. They were like, oh, this information doesn't mismatch, so we can't go do that. So I still have my affiliate agreement. Now I could break that affiliate agreement and hope it gets canceled by multi-streaming because Twitch has their exclusive agreement. And again, that was one of the reasons why I didn't like their platform. I had to wait 48 or was it 24, 48 hours to put up the other podcast videos, which would also mean that you can't co-upload or do anything else with that anywhere else. So yeah, at some point we gotta figure something else out. Guess let me ask this question too. For those of you who are here in chat, of which I believe right now there are three, did you like Twitch more than Kick? Was it more responsive and easier to use for you? And talking to this potential Bliss guy, I said, yeah, I wish it was like Mixer back in the day. I wish there was just a nicer platform for just doing this sort of stuff that didn't have this gambling overhead ceiling and all the rest of this shit. And he said, well, in my opinion, I think that's Twitch. YouTube, you get a much bigger audience. Like, if you're going to try to be a big player, unfortunately, you got to go to YouTube. So there's kind of that. On the same token, there are a lot of other popular people, a lot of the other popular channels. But if you get tired of doing what you're doing and you want to do gambling and you want to do more risky style content, Kick is the place for you. For example, here, yeah, they have a copyright system, but I don't even know if they fucking give a shit. Twitch is so fucking, Twitch is so aggressive with that. I imagine YouTube probably would be too. Like, I don't necessarily know if a lot of the Mr. Wizard videos and all that shit, if we could do it on Twitch and or YouTube. I imagine you could probably do it on YouTube because YouTube has that whole reaction video. It's like, oh, well, I'm not playing it. I'm reacting to it. Right? It's a reaction video. So therefore, it is fair use. But Twitch, I don't know, like, it's difficult. All this shit is difficult to get around. Nice thing is this broadcasting software that I have that I'm using right now, I have a lifetime license for this. So realistically, any place that we decide to go in any format we decide to go in, the software I can just use it pretty much everywhere. At the time when I was doing it, I was like, well, might as well just fucking go ahead with that. Like, I might as well just buy it. I can use it to record and do whatever I want. Even if I'm not going to use this for live streaming, I would use this for recording the ASMR videos because you can just play it yourself and just record. And so I can have all the overlays and everything else and edits and blah, 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 blah. Like, I can have all the rest of the faded intro, whatever the fuck you want. I mean, rather than having to go and do it in a video editing software, I can just do it here using panel selections. King Dinosaur says the only thing I liked better is that he could cast it to my TV on Twitch. Black Cat says Twitch was easier for me to type. Krista said, yeah, we didn't have a hassle with the replies and liked the points. So maybe we go back. It'd be a very easy switch. I mean, realistically, all I have to do is go back and re-add that shit, and it's changing like three settings, and we dump this and we go back to Twitch. But I have a feeling in that sense, even though I don't like a lot of Twitch's policies, I feel like Kick is a platform where you either need to truly play the game to be in it, or you're not going to be in it. And I would like to do some more game streaming and to save some money, potentially go through and also do retro game plays. I think playing some old arcade games and some of the old Nintendo games and stuff like that, and talking through some of them, I feel like that's enjoyable for a lot of people because a lot of us either grew up with those, and or they're silly to just look at the goofball graphics and whatever else is in there. It's a way to pass the time. It's cheap. It's inexpensive. It's fun. And again, then you guys can hang out and use the chat room and interact and feel like you're all hanging out together. So, sometime after we move, we're gonna have to make a decision on this, folks. We're gonna have to, this was a little bit of a trial run, but I don't think this is the good permanent spot for this. I don't think it's gonna work. As Black Cat said earlier, nada. We've gotten no interaction from anyone who did not know who we were and came here directly to look for us. So any sort of other extra spread has been zilch. You used to at least get people who do follow backs and come by and say hi and whatever from the other variety of channels and people that were there on Twitch, and they never showed up here, which I don't blame them because they're probably like, fuck it, I'm not gonna sign up for that and go over there. Fuck that shit. So this might be, hey, you deactivate it and you park it. The badges are front here, but you did have badges on Twitch. You guys just never used them. You had channel badges that were specific for the channel. But it's just like Kick. You have to pick it and select it and say, what do you want your badge identity to be? But yeah, this is otherwise going to be, I feel like, a little bit of a dead end. Again, no Jaggedy Gaming, no Meow the Cat. DS Virus doesn't show up much anymore. A lot of those other people that knew from the other things there didn't show up. I feel like Kick, it's fine. It's their business. It's the gambling thing. The people are all in the big streams. I mean, have you even taken a look around on there and looked at that? The drop off is fairly steep. I feel like people who are watching Twitch would often go to Twitch and look for somebody else to just look at and browse around. I feel like Kick is more dedicated. People came here and just went to the actual channel that they wanted to follow, and they don't really care to go anywhere else. Black Hat says no, she has not looked around. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. While we're here and talking about it, let's give a little bit of some insight. I'm going to switch over here. So check this out, okay? Got to go to the right window. We want this one. Go back over here. So, you know, look at this. Like, okay, you have Los Pollos TV. And you look at that. They've got 9,500 viewers. Incredible. I mean, just out of control. I mean, look at that. 9,500 people in there viewing that. You know, and all of these featured streams, right? You look at these categories. Look at the steep drop off. Like, look at the category drop off from games to chatting. Just chatting here has 52,000 viewers. EA Sports has seven. Like, look at when you get down to, like, look at the Fortnite viewers, 2,500. I bet you if you go over to Twitch, it's probably triple that. Call of Duty streams, 3,500 people. That's nothing. That shit is nothing. Diablo, 200 people. That's nothing. That's like zero. You may as well call it zero for a major category. And just look at the steep drop-off on all the rest of these. I mean, Hunt showed up. Payday 3 just came out. 99 people watching. It's basically zero. Retro gaming. 79 people. There's 79 people watching retro shit on Kick. Nearly everything in every major category is lumped into this just chatting, because they're just chatting is hot tubs, gambling streams. Look at it. Living off viewer donations on Sam. 12,000 people in there. Dinner and a show, OnlyFans. Here's this fucking Amaranth bitch. Fucking 4,000 people in there. Look at it. Tits hanging out. 1,200. But like, look, even here, look at the steep drop off. Your first three few categories. 12,000, 9,000, 5,000, about 5,000, 3,500. And then look, you go from the thousands rapidly down into 400 people, 100 people, and look, then it all just fucking drops off. 75 people, 50 people. Look at that. It's bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. Now, I don't have the gambling and hot tub and all the rest of that shit here turned on, so you're not seeing any of them. But like, look at this. It's zero. You may as well call it zero. And so for comparison, if we go over and we look at Twitch, let's browse Twitch's directory real quick. Okay. Now look at the numbers here on, I'll size this down a little bit so it's easier to see. Let me change this a little bit. Try to get that all the way to the other edge there. All right. Now look at, what was it on Kick? Like 400 maybe? No, not even that. Look at this. Retro gaming here on Twitch. 6,600 people. Just chatting. 230,000 viewers. But like, look at it. F-Zero, Cyberpunk, 14,000 people. Grim Dawn has 1,400, which is nuts. But like, you look at the spread. Counter-Strike, 53,000 people. Music creators, you know, all the rest of this shit. You know, and I feel like Kick is just very stacked. I mean, Escape from Tarkov has 12,000 people in it. So, you know, you look at the here, Payday 3. What was there? 99 people watching it on Kick. Here, there's 5,500. So, like, the spread of where the viewers are all stacked, it's just much different, and like all over the place. You know, the just chatting, obviously, you have the same sort of thing. Like, if you sort these lists and you look at this, like, let's look at viewers high to low. So here's a guy who's just watching FIFA shit. 21,000 people. 20,000, 8,000, 7,000, 7,000, 5,000, 4,000. And you know what I used to do is I used to come over here and I used to often look at the viewers and I would inverse sort it. I don't know why they don't. It's either broken or something. Maybe it's, I don't know if it's, I don't know why. But I used to go to the opposite, viewers low to high, to view some new people. But man, it's just, you know, and look at here. Mr. Chicken Doodle used to come in. Young Street used to come in. The Zemedek guy used to come in. All those people, they didn't go over to Kick. They stayed here. They found out it just wasn't working. You know, realistically for me, like what you look at it when you go to this creator dashboard. So when you come over here, here's where you put your emotes. You put all the rest of this shit. You can put emotes, chat badges, all the rest of this sort of crap. You know, this is where you load all this stuff in, your achievements. You know, over here is where you put the Who Wants Roles and stuff in. You put your is where you put your channel points and rewards and all that sort of shit. But I don't think Kick is gonna do it. I don't think Kick's gonna do it. I expected at least a little bit of some more. I guess I'll say penetration, but I don't think the people that are going over there are the people that are going to show up. They're going to go to gambling. They're going to go to these top major people, and that's it. Chris says, you know, winners are on the corner. That'll bring people back. I think it will, but I seriously, I don't think they're going to go to Kick. I think a lot of people got a bad taste in their mouth when they found out how gambling centric it was, and so on and so forth. And I think a lot of them were so heavily invested in all the rest of their bullshit that they did on Twitch with their channel point reward. None of those channel point rewards and the bots, and the like, you know, Young Street, for example, with all his sound commands and all the rest of that shit. None of that works over on Kick. Their API doesn't necessarily work with it because the people that go over and watch shit like that on Kick, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about any of that. They're there to either participate in the gambling or just watch whatever. You know, I guess when you do get affiliate level, you get more of that stuff in there. But the people didn't want to redo the climb. They didn't want to have to go back and try to get recertified and whatever. You know, you figure for them, why would they? Well, what was their incentive? They didn't really have an incentive. So I think we're gonna have to go somewhere else. When Kick first got that big, I'll say push, when they were like, yeah, fuck Twitch, everybody go over to Kick, and they had that huge influx. They were fixing stuff, they were responding to what creators needed and said they wanted, and all that sort of thing. And now it seems like that very much has tapered off and gone kind of silent. They're mobile app is absolute fucking dog shit. It's absolute fucking dog shit. Yeah, the weird shit with chat messages disappearing. I even filed a support ticket with them. I never heard a word back on it. So, I think we might as well go back. What we might do, or what I might do, is get it set up for YouTube as well. And maybe on certain select days, do the streams there if it's going to be, I don't know, a narration stream or whatever it is. Again, I know you can't multicast if you're an affiliate with Twitch to multiple spots. Maybe you just go, that's fine. Like, I would almost rather them take the affiliate away. I'd rather not be an affiliate and be able to multi-stream and say, look, I don't care about the money from that. I'd rather be able to multi-stream. So I guess I ought to figure out what's going on with that and see if I can't get it removed, because I'd rather be able to multi-stream and have that capability. And then look, if you do it and you multicast to YouTube as well, you just go, look, I'll be in the chat on Twitch though. The chat, you leave it on YouTube, maybe I have it over on the side and just barely read it, but the focus will still be on the folks on Twitch. I have a feeling that's where we're going to go. The question that I would ask to all of you folks is this: would you rather me do that sooner rather than later? It's not that difficult and does not take that much work for me to switch back and go back to Twitch. If you'd like, we could do that for fucking Monday. But the other thing that I saw the other day was there was an Instagram live with these four women who were like members of these cigar clubs, and they had a live stream going on there, and geez, they had like 40 people, 50 people in there, and a lot of them were just watching and listening. But I was even just impressed with that, you know. King Dinosaur says if you're going back, you might as well not dilly-dally. The other Krista and Black Cat were like, okay. All right. I'll see if I can do it, but I think we're gonna go. I feel like experiment. Oh, you know what the other thing was? Kick straight up lost a few of the broadcasts. Kick straight up lost a few of the VODs. I remember Kurgan was like, hey, I went to go watch the broadcast and it just like spins. Yeah, sure enough, it doesn't fucking load. It's just fucking broken. And I submitted a ticket for that too and got zero response. Never had that problem on Twitch. So yeah, I think we'll go. I think we'll dump it. Yeah, it's fucking horse shit. You just like dump and lose a stream. Like, dude, what in the hell? But yeah, it's fairly easy to switch back. I just add my authentication token and bingo bango, and we're back on Twitch. Done. So. I would say highly likely then that Monday we will do that. To find a way to just steal that jiggle emoji. Although I don't think you can do the animated ones unless you get to super affiliate and pay and whatever. King Nicer says, I just want to be you to be successful and be happy. Well, thank you and appreciate that. But, again, the money portion is one thing, but for me, it's just okay, if it's three people, I could just send you the article fine, you just read it. I don't know. Like, If it's two or three people just hanging out, again, we could just fucking do a Skype call and I could just talk to you on Skype. You know, I'm not going to do that if there's 7, 8, 9 people around. But if there's really just three of us hanging out here, why go through this production and do this for this? Again, I could just fucking Skype call you guys and we just fucking talk on Skype. You know, I'm just less inclined to do more of the article reads and all that sort of shit.
Goodbye, Mr. Fish and Mr. Chips.
And clearly, if I'm going to do some more gaming, especially the retro gaming, you saw how few people give a shit about like that on Kick. That's just a dead end. That's just complete dog shit. I actually feel like I might get a pretty good audience with that on here on back on Twitch. King Dinosaur got his final artwork, so his new book should be out in November. Expect to be a guest on my show. It's fucking A right. I want to talk about that book. Hell yeah. We need to do this. We need to look here. And somewhere in here. La 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 la. La la. Somewhere in here, there's got to be an ad block. So, ad guard, ad blocker, unmatched ad block. As a, yeah, I feel like you want the ones that are like the top rated. What it does. This ad block is no longer working for YouTube. Oh, great. It's a YouTube embedded article. Adblock Stampy. I feel like realistically, no, I don't know if they fucked around with it, but uBlock Origin. This review says, it's poop. It's poop. Yikes. Banner ads, video ads, YouTube ads. Try it free and then you have to pay. What is it? What is this free trial? Suck my fucking dick. I'm not going to pay for an ad blocker. You can just flat, straight up fucking blow me. Yep. Yep. I mean, the one that I used to use for all that shit. By the way, if you want to know what my recommendation is for a browser, Brave is about the best browser, in my opinion, that's out there. The stuff that they have included out of the box and everything else just works very well. I mean, look at the built-in features. You know, all that shit, fingerprinting, malware blocking, bounce tracking, everything else, all fucking, you know, just out of the box. And we'll do this tonight. We'll have to worry about. Actually, we only have 7 minutes and the show's over, so I guess we're not going to do Mr. Wizard because I babbled the whole entire fucking time. Egads. I don't know. It might be time to go to bed. Let me in! I know this is what you guys really want. I know this is what you guys really, really want. Where is it?
You must be new security guard. Back in the 80s, some kids went missing. That's why the...
You poured yourself a megapint.
Shit. Look at her stupid fucking face.
My dog stepped on a bee.
Dog dog stepped on a bee. What a fucking asshole. What a dumb son of a bitch. Like, seriously. Fucking... Here's a classic. The fucking... Oh, come on, no. This is bullshit. No, I want P. Barnes. This is the video right here.
I'm gonna watch an ad first. Because what? Yeah, you guys are gonna exactly. Go to fucking libidi 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 libidi.
Fuck you.
I know I covered this video.
Shut up, dork.
Folder. That's fine. I mean, I'll do that, but you will be charged a bill. That's you will be served a bill.
Send me a bill.
All right, can I have your name for the record, please?
And when you come through here, you will be patted down.
Will you state your name for the record, please?
Pete Barnes.
Pete Barnes, thank you.
Yes.
And you accept full commercial liability?
No, I accept nothing.
All right, well,
I mean... If you want to come in, you know the ground rules, that's it. Otherwise, you're staying right there.
Well, so if you're unfamiliar with
it, but
this...
You're going to be billed for it.
But the deal was...
That's fine, I don't have any weapons.
...is this guy had to go to court.
...raise a ruckus, but I did come here to exercise my rights and to make sure that the court...
And so when he goes to court, he decides he's going to be like this First Amendment auditor guy, like a sovereign citizen, and none of their rules apply to him. He's going to video everything, so on and so forth.
I don't think that's going to work.
And so, this one guy that works here in the courthouse, his name is P. Barnes.
You can put it in a brief.
He's gonna have none of this guy's bullshit. None of it.
That's good. That's good.
So that's the rest of what you're watching. I'm gonna fast forward and get to the good shit, though.
So there are no cameras in the courtroom.
Excuse me?
There are no cameras in the courtroom.
The good shit starts about like here. So he wants to go get into the courtroom. And he wants to video inside the courtroom. See, I don't know why watching a YouTube video spikes the CPU to fucking 100%. Ridiculous.
Come on in.
We're blowing our stack, everybody.
Come on in, folks. Are you here for 8:30?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not starting up yet, but you can have a seat on the bench here if you're crying. If anyone could kind of speak up and get a seat.
I'm going to go in and speak with the prosecutor. Excuse me. Excuse me. You're blocking my freedom of movement.
I am.
You're blocking my freedom of movement.
P. Barnes, you just admitted to me that you're violating my rights.
No, I'm not. You can't come in with the camera.
Well, you're violating my rights. And this is also freedom of the press.
From behind you.
This is also freedom of the press. I mean, I don't know what the hell law book you're reading, man, but it doesn't apply to me.
You leave the camera with your mother outside the courtroom and you can come in.
You are not God. You have no jurisdiction over me.
God's not worried about cameras, sir. I am.
All right. Well, why are you worried about cameras? Because you want to do something wrong? Because you want to do something wrong? Because if it's against the rules, that means it's because somebody intends on wronging somebody else. Because they're afraid of being held accountable. P. Barnes.
It's a nice speech, but you're still not coming in.
Well, I mean, I don't have to go in because you can't even issue a warrant for me.
Might as well leave.
Well, no, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to speak with the prosecutor.
You can go in there without the camera.
Well,
here comes.
Please step aside. I'm going in.
No, you're not going in.
Don't touch me.
And now the moment we've been waiting for.
Fucking.
You're not going in, sir.
Let the record show that you just battered me.
Step back.
And you're using.
Oh!
Ah! Stop, please. I'm not doing anything wrong. Hey, you know what? You guys are really overstepping your bounds right now.
Put the cuffs on him.
Put the cuffs on. What are you arresting me for?
I hope you all enjoyed this extended version of the song.
God, who's that fucking dude? Reverend Master stopping in. Reverend Master, you made it just in time to see that guy get tased. Yeah, I like that. Now my CPU has dropped to 15%. So apparently playing a video in YouTube just destroys this machine for whatever reason. Ever since I fucking upgraded this thing, it's run like a fucking turd. But anyway, Reverend Master, important note for you, Reverend Master. We're leaving Kick. We're going to go back to Twitch. This ain't working. The drop VODs, they swallow chat messages, the crossover with a lot of the other people and channels and shit I know has just fallen apart. So we're leaving. We're leaving Kick. We're gonna go back to Twitch. I'll just say it right now. This is the last official scheduled Kick stream. So we're going back. We'll be back on Twitch on Monday. All right. Sorry for all the hassle and confusion, but we tried this now for a couple months, and it's just. You want to hear me make a great diarrhea sound? What about YouTube, though? Eventually, I think I will figure out a way to multicast or put shit on YouTube. But again, here's the thing. All of the rest of the cross-pollinated people that used to stop in and say hello were all other Twitch streamers. And now we get none of that. And because I don't have giant tits or a pretty face or whatever else, that's mainly how we would get new people to come in and say hi, was through other streamers that I would stop in and follow around, sort of that inorganic growth. So I think I will eventually have some content on YouTube, as much as I don't like YouTube. But eventually some shit will happen over there. And if you prefer at that point to watch on YouTube, then watch on YouTube. Why not? But we're going to go back to Twitch first. Step one. Yeah, I thought about Rumble too. I really did. I got to look and see what their protocol is for uploads and all that shit. You know, I would have done Vimeo, but Vimeo, you got to pay. I'm not paying. I'm not paying to upload this piece of shit. I'm not paying to find. It's very Rick and Morty. I'm not gonna pay Morty to put a stream. It's a video. There's a thousand other videos that you can put videos on and play videos. I'm not gonna pay. You're not gonna get me to pay. There's endless storage on these places already there. So the fact that you charge for your service, you're never going to grow beyond that service if you're charging money. So we'll see you on Twitch on Monday. That's going to do it for tonight. Thank you so much, everybody. Love you. I got to crash too. I got to get to bed. I got a long day tomorrow. So love you. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it Monday. But I'll see you on Twitch on Monday. Good night. Love you. As we say at the end of all of our streams, stay safe, keep the faith, all that good shit. See ya.